After rave reviews of the first two events at Daly's Place, officials from Bold Events, the City of Jacksonville, and Daly's celebrated the end of opening weekend with an official grand opening ceremony. For Bold Events President Mark Lamping, the feedback has been nearly all positive.
You know, the response we've received from the fans that came and visited Daly's Place has been over the top. And, you know, it's only going to get better as you go through the summer as more and more of the features get completed and get added. But, you know, from the tour management to the bands to the fans, all of them are very pleased with Daly's Place.
It's really been an incredible experience. I mean, when you walk around and talk to people, I mean, they're alternating between, you know, amazement and surprise to just being so excited that we have a venue of this nature in Jacksonville, Florida.
After Tedeschi Trucks Band and Train headlined the first two shows over Memorial Day weekend, it was immediately clear the iconic venue is a showplace for downtown Jacksonville.
This is the beginning of what's to come. You know, as I said in there when we kicked this off, working with Mark and Shad and the Jaguars and their affiliated companies, we've demonstrated, you know, people have said, when's Jacksonville going to take off? We've demonstrated when we decide to do something, we're going to go, we're going to get it done, and we're going to do it well.
Following the celebration, over 5,500 packed Daly's Place with the first sellout in the new venue. An acoustic performance from Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds, their only Florida stop of the 2017 tour.
Before I'm old, oh brother of mine, please don't forget me if I go.
At Daly's Place, I'm J.P. Shadrick.
Show me with wine.